In August, the fall sports season at Dixie State was postponed with plans for those sports to continue during the spring. For athletes like senior volleyball player Sydney Johnson, who had been excited to start playing as a Division I program for the first time, this announcement to postpone fall sports was especially disappointing.
I thought about the opportunity as a team that we had more time to get better as we go into D1, but I also thought about how my initial plan of how this year was going to go is not going to go that way. And so it made me kind of reassess my future post-college.
Last year, DSU decided to join the Western Athletic Conference and transition to become a Division I school, with the football program becoming a FCS independent team. Not only were students feeling the blow of the postponement, but the decision has major financial implications. According to Athletic Director Jason Booth, whether or not fall sports are played, there are still expenses that have to be covered, but without the typical revenues. The season being delayed led to many incoming freshmen like cross-country runner Callie Richardson and soccer player Jacob Zimmerman saying they missed out on a traditional fall semester.
I'm more excited to be able to start practice and try and like get in with the team that way, because so far I haven't met most of the team.
It's a little bit disappointing, but you know, there's nothing we can do about it. You kind of just have to take what's given to you and keep pushing forward.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Sydney Bereni.